Welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, your number one source for all things entertainment. Join host Marco Mazzola and his fellow ranters as they sound off on the latest movies, TV, and the world of entertainment. Now, here are your ranters for the hour, Marco, Mila, Larry, and Bruno.
Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Marco Mazzola, and we are doing another Car Ride Home special edition. I have with me Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
And, of course, Billy.
Hi, guys.
All right, we are just leaving the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts, as Billy has deemed the jewel of the North Shore. The jewel. We've just finished seeing Fiddler on the Roof. An amazing performance. I'm going to just do a quick start on my end of it. I have heard of Fiddler on the Roof. I've heard some of the songs, but that is literally as far depth of knowledge of this show, production, story as I go. So what was nice was this was all new to me. This is completely new territory for me. I had never, I didn't know what the story really was involving and how it would turn out and everything like that. So it was nice to come at it with fresh eyes. But I want to hear from you guys and see what you thought of it, because obviously you both know the story very well. Amy, you were singing, as usual, singing the songs the whole way through. Some looks from the neighbors. And, that's part of the course, the lady in front of you. And so it's really... Sure. So anyway, let's hear your take on it.
You're going to hold the mic.
Okay, I'll hold the mic. Okay, yes, I've done that before.
Yes, you have.
Is this the recording? Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's the recording. All right.
So I haven't seen it live in a long time, probably like 25 years. And the last time, I was young, I was in high school. And so I remember, I cried a lot during when Model and Zeidel get married, and that sunrise, sunset, and that whole scene there. And tonight, I didn't at all. I was, prepared. I figured I was going to. But at the end, when Hava comes back, and now I'm much older, and at the end, when Hava comes back and they're saying goodbye to Hava, and Golda's crying because she went and married, I lost it. Yeah. I cried. It hit me very, very differently this time. I was surprised, it makes sense. Now I'm a mother, and I think it definitely, I identify with her a lot more than I do with Zeidel, but it was very hard to watch. That part was hard for me to watch tonight. I think it was a wonderful performance. I really enjoyed it. My favorite part, which we can get to later, but is the Tevye's Dream. Okay. And I thought they did I love that song so much. I thought they did a tremendous job with that. That made me laugh and laugh. Anyways, Billy, what about you?
So, I know the story quite well and have seen many productions of it. I especially like this one because I thought the actor playing Tevye captured the angst that his character went through with all the machinations with his daughters and his traditions and his faith. And I don't think it's an easy thing to do. I don't think it's easy to act angst. And I thought he did that quite well. I mean, he carried it with humor. He carried it with sadness, and he carried it with anger. And yet he came through it all and still had his humanity. I mean, at the end when he whispers God bless to Hobble, and he... Even though it was definitely, his spot that he couldn't go past, he still, his humanity reached out, because it was a very, it was a key moment where the entire town's leaving and everyone's lives are becoming unglued. And so he knew he had to let his real feelings out in that moment. And I thought he did a good job of it. I was also really particularly... impressed, in the big productions, they've got a big stage and they can, you've got more of a town to see. And I was wondering how they were going to be able to portray, especially at the end where the whole town's packed up and leaving, and how they were going to portray that. And And they did that on that, that little round stage, which, again, the jewel pulls through again. I just thought that was amazing. I was blown away. I know all the songs. I love all the songs. It wasn't just you, Amy. There were women behind me singing, yeah, and people to the side. And, you know, that's the beauty of the Fiddler on the Roof is the music. The music's wonderful. So for me, another kudos to North Shore Music. I think they really did a great job. The music was fantastic. The orchestra did a wonderful job. The violinist, you know, that's my favorite play. That's my favorite player in the whole movie, in the play, by the way, is the violin player. And actually, it's played up more in some of the productions I've seen. You know, like at the end, Tevye comes out and waves to him to come with him. You know, I mean, it becomes,
yeah,
you know, they're more tied together than it was in this one. But so that's my favorite player, and I thought he did a wonderful job of, you know, actually playing beautifully while dancing and while moving and going up and down the trapdoor and the stage. And so I loved it 100%. Another A+ for me. I love it. What a jewel.
What do you want to tell us?
So there were many different parts that took me by surprise. The dream sequence definitely was, I think you and I definitely have different views on the dream sequence. I didn't see that coming. You obviously knew that was coming to a degree. I thought it went a little south on that respect because it's such a drastic difference in tone to the rest of the play, the rest of the production, right? It's kind of like, you know, all this, you know, very rich tradition and, you know, religious overtones. And not that the dream sequence isn't, obviously, but it's all of a sudden now we're like into, you know, Scrooge territory where like the ghosts are coming, you know, and these people are singing and dancing almost in a comical sense, you know, because it's very, you know, it's supposed to be heavy, but it's very lighthearted. It's one of the most sort of lighthearted, silliest, you know, songs and you know, parts of the entire production. So I'm still trying to, like, I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm just saying I'm still trying to wrap my head around it and sort of put it in part of the production. Like, where does, you know, how does it fit within the rest of the tone of the production? Does that make any sense?
Yes, and I think about it like this. He had already made a bargain with this man, right? Like, he had already said, this is what we're going to do, and that's really all he had was his word, right? So he had to come up with something so big that he could break that and save face in the town. Because remember, he's got four of the kids here, four of the daughters here who have to get married. What's he going to do with them? So he had to go, and he had to get her on his side, and she's not exactly a shy, quiet, retiring individual. He had to, you know, almost let her think it was her idea that they should get married. And I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. He brought the grandmother in. Like, I think it's great. Message from beyond the grave.
I think Golda, but I just want to mention that Golda, the actress who played Golda, was fantastic. She had a great voice.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And she played the part really, really well. She was very comfortable with Tevye in the play. You know, it was almost like they were a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I really, really admired what she did tonight. I thought she was fantastic.
I did too. I thought she did their chemistry was very great,
yeah,
together. When they do that, you know, when they do the song, Do You Love Me? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
that they, you, yes, know, you know they love each other. Of course they love each other, but it's sort of... No, but you never say it because it's sort of like it's irrelevant. Like, we have all this other stuff to do.
Yeah.
We don't even have enough food. You're worried about love.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you know, it's not going to get the horse new shoes.
Yeah.
But it, at some point, you know, it had to be important because that's what was important to his kids.
Right.
That's why they got married. So he's trying to wrap his head around it. What else do we do? And she's like, I washed your clothes for 25 years. What do you think?
Yeah.
How could I not love you? But, yes.
So, I'm gonna stick on the dream sequence because I'm like a dog with a bone. So I get what you were saying. Like that's definitely the move he had to do, right, to get her to buy into,
yes.
You know, so that it was in fact her idea of point. But I guess what was hard for me to wrap my head around was the rest of it was very story driven. Like this is what's happening right now. We see it. This is the moves they're doing, and all of a sudden we come up with this imaginary dream sequence where now we have a dead grandmother, a dead wife. Like, where do they come from? Like, how is
the grave? What do you mean?
Right.
That's
my point.
The
is how does
fabrication to
yes.
begin with? So
right.
It was just people's imagination going completely berserk.
Sure, because how does Golda see them? So how does she end up having this understanding?
She bought into the explanation.
He's telling her this story.
Remember what she said? She said, tell me what it is and I'll tell you what it means.
Yeah, tell me what
right.
the dream
and
is.
Then we see it. Then we see his story that he's telling brought to life.
Because it's a play, dear.
I get that.
It would be boring if he just talked about it.
There was a lot of talking. I was okay with a lot of talking. There was a lot of exposition. It was all right.
It just
threw me. That's all.
They took it to, in the other productions I've seen, they didn't go that far with that dream sequence. You know, they definitely took it to another level in this production. You know, and you either liked it, you didn't. I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I did not like it. I thought it was funny. It was super interesting.
Sang the part.
Yeah.
Her voice was incredible.
From Sarah, yeah.
Yeah, she hit some wails that were in tune. You know, like it was incredible.
Yeah. Like I said, I did not like it. It threw me. I didn't see it coming. It was completely out of left field for me because I didn't even know that part existed to begin with. You know, so that was part of it for me. So again, not to say I didn't like it. I think it was in there, and I'm still wrapping my head around it. That's all. Music, love the music. That scene and all the music. And I've heard, like I said, I've heard a lot of the music before. Obviously, it's very well-known music, and it's very much in the sort of pop culture in some ways. Like, you see it in other things. They reference it in other shows and movies and things like that. So it's obviously been around a long time in pop.
Well, the relationship between Tevye and the commander, it wasn't built up. It was assumed that they had a relationship and kind of really wasn't built up that well. And I think that could have been developed a little bit more. I don't know why, but it's an important that their relationship is what kind of stopped people from getting really hurt.
Yes.
You know, in a lot of the parts, like in the wedding, when they came in and raided the wedding, no one really got hurt. You know, I mean, besides the kid from Kyiv that got
he got
punched in the stomach and yeah. hit in the back. But
yeah, they folded him like lawn furniture.
But only because he. Didn't go along with it, you know,
yeah.
only because he yeah. insisted on taking
he's
a stand.
A rebel.
Yes, he is a rebel.
He's a rebel.
He's a rebel.
Excellent.
So let's go through our normal sort of step-by-step. What do we think of? We kind of talked a little bit about production, sort of the stage production and how they use the stage, things like that. Is there anything else you want to talk about on that before we move on to anything else?
I think the windows, the way that they had the windows situated around the outside theater, like it really felt like you were seeing houses, you know, with the lighting and the way, like, I mean, I knew they were just windows, but it really pulled you in a way that I was like, how are we going to see a village here? Like, where's the village going to be? How are we going to see it? And that was very impressive to me. How, like, warm and cozy that felt. Even at the end, as they're all leaving, there's still, like, the glow in the windows, and it was an incredible contrast.
I really liked the singers in the aisles. Tonight, they went opposite. So one would be singing left, one would be singing right, and I really liked that because you
yeah.
could hear both parts. Instead of a blend, I was getting distinct, you know, voices, which, for me, you know, I really liked. I like to hear,
yeah,
I like to hear the singing, and you could tell that the parts were worked out. All of them had, you know, which you expect it, but it's so it's tough to define it. Mm-hmm. And it was easy tonight because of the way they juxtaposed. And I really like that. I really like that production part.
And where they were, too. Like, you could definitely hear when someone was next to you how their part differentiated. It was very, I enjoyed that as well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that as well.
But, and I also liked how they did, the family was at dinner. And then they broke to Tevye going to the bar, the inn, the tavern to meet with the butcher and discuss. He thought he was discussing him buying his milk cow, and you know, and it was about the wedding. And I like how they I like how they transitioned from that scene into the tavern scene. I mean, it was simply, you know, taking off some place settings on the table and the tablecloth, but it was done while the music was going on, and it was effortless. You know, it was really effortless. They dim the lights, and then you all of a sudden they're back up, and it's a different scene. I really liked that. That was so smooth, very, very smooth. That was good.
Yes, I agree. That was very. I mean, I didn't think they were gonna make it when I saw her like piling the. You know, I saw her piling the place settings. I was like, oh, good, hurry up.
They had a couple of trips today too. Did you see that? Tevye, he tripped on that step up there, and I think he tripped twice, actually, on that. Yeah,
getting quite used to it.
And one of the fences fell.
Well, he carried it well. Yeah. He actually, you know, he made it part of the scene, so, you know, he did a good job.
Yeah,
you know?
That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's it.
What about the costuming? That's always big for me. What are your thoughts on the costuming?
I thought some of the beards look fake.
Yes.
Did you think that?
Some of them definitely.
On the Yeah, some of the beards look a little fake. Yeah.
Some of them were on females. That also throws me off.
There's some of them were on females. You could see that, like, especially when they're in the aisles, and you're like, oh, wow, you're really close to me. It's a female. And they're wearing the beard and the mustache. You can see, like, almost like the grease paint. You have to point it at me. The grease paint and things like that, so it fills in the beard a little bit. So it's kind of a little bit like, oh, all right, you got you. All right, we're in a play. We're watching it.
Would you have noticed if they weren't that close to you, do you think?
Yeah, I noticed as soon as they came on stage. I was like, ooh, that's a little off-putting.
Especially where you can see, like, a lot of the guys have real beards. So then when you see somebody next to them that's clearly not a real beard, like, oh, that's not a beard, and that's a beard, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a little weird.
And maybe
some
that's
point.
Just the best you can do in a short period of time. I don't know. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
It was the first time I noticed it, you know, I mean, like, it really stood out to me. And I don't think I was really looking for it. It just stood out.
Yeah.
And I only noticed it at the beginning. Like, it eventually, because the production was going on and everything was so amazing, like, it just faded away.
You stop looking.
Yeah, you stop
noticing it. It just fades away.
I want to shout out to the woman who played Yenta, too.
Yeah.
I thought she did a great job. She carried that. She carried off her part really well. I really enjoyed her every time she came on the stage.
Kathy St. George.
Yep, she was good.
Golda was Aliana Mills. Aliana Mills, Tevye's Jeremy Radin. These people are incredible.
Yeah. And then I think the one actor who I thought in the beginning was weak was a model, and he ended up, you know, much like, you know, he played in the story, becoming much stronger in his role.
Yep.
You know, when he finally accepted and stood up to Tevye and spoke his mind. And before that, he was just like a puddle, you know.
Yes.
He was just a weak puddle. And that kind of, that always drove me nuts every time that character. So it's not just the actor, it's the part.
Yeah. Well, the part's a hard one to play because I think that's supposed to be his evolution, right? And that's ultimately why Tevye lets him marry Zeidel, is because he stands up for himself like a man.
Yeah.
So, because otherwise he was like, absolutely not. This is not a thing that's happening.
They ignored him because he was like a nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Then he even said it to him at one point. He said, you're nothing. You know, like, that's what he said to him. He said, you're nothing. Which is, like, such a horrible thing to say to someone.
I know. Going back to the beards, there's not a lot to look at costuming-wise, right? Like, these are
poor people.
These are poor people in a town, in, you know, like, what are they wearing?
Not
nothing very,
the town either,
you know, you know what I mean? There wasn't a lot to focus on.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely, I mean, I don't know. And what do I know about the application of facial hair?
Yeah.
I don't even have any that naturally occurs. I know nothing. So.
Sure. No, it's just like in terms of period, you know what I mean? Like in terms of accuracy, you know, you've obviously seen different productions, the movie, I'm sure you've probably seen the movie, things like that. You know, comparatively speaking, you know, how do they...
There's a lot more of the bowing in this production than any other production I've seen. You know, where when they're praying they did a lot more of that than any other production I've seen. In fact, some of the productions, they had none of that. You know, I mean, and not that it's wrong, I'm just saying it was a lot tonight.
Do you think maybe in the other productions, maybe they stay away from some of the religious tones to it? In some way, that they sort of like get away from it.
Kind of hard to get away from
it. That's what I mean. It is kind of hard, but like.
It's a Jewish-based movie, you know?
Sure. It's not. Like, you think like they just kind of like pull that out a little bit?
I don't know. I don't know why other productions I've seen, they haven't done that.
Yeah, they didn't do it in the Boston one, you know, a few years ago at all, you know? So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know enough about it, like what its purpose is. In the Jewish faith or in traditional...
Well, they're bowing.
Period, right, you know, but it's part of praying, right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know.
I don't either. So I will give a shout out to the fiddler, obviously the violinist. So, he, you know me on the, you know, investigation of were they or weren't they. So he was actually playing.
Yes,
which
you have to.
Okay, you have to, but, you know, because we've had other... things where the guitarist wasn't playing and
piano
things like that. The piano was not playing, even
yes.
though it looked like
beautiful.
She was, but she wasn't. But he was actually playing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Can be confirmed because he was standing right next to my head playing. And like, yeah, he's playing. It's right in my ear.
But
it's
the,
very
that,
loud in my ear, which, again, I'm not complaining, but I could definitely confirm he was playing that violin right in my ear.
So
pretty awesome. I appreciate that. Like you said, going back to it, he's dancing around and moving and everything and while playing the violin. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And getting it all and really
so,
crushing it. So that was cool.
I knew he was playing for two reasons.
Oh, goody.
First of all, that's right. I saw him, stop it. I saw him on the Instagram when he did his takeover, and he said that he was going to play. Felix did.
That was something new they did this year.
Yes.
With the Instagram takeover.
They've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. And
so
he.
I just saw this play.
And he, that's how that part's written. Is that you're supposed to play. Like, it's always a violinist who's supposed to play that part. That's how it's written. That, I also knew that.
But again, it's, you know, being in productions from different, you know, like, going back to the bowing thing, not everybody's going to do it, you know. So sometimes, depending on the production, maybe they will have somebody do it, or maybe they won't because, for just logistical reasons.
Well, or you don't have anybody. I don't know, but if someone does an audition, who's good enough?
Right, that's what I mean. But you still need somebody, so you get somebody up there without a, you know, where the violin's not playing anything, and they're just playing it in the orchestra to match it, like the guitarist and the piano player. You know what I mean? So, but he was really good, and that was really fun to watch. Be able to see him do that. So, just want to give him a little shout out on that.
Yeah.
All right. Pull in here. Here we are, home sweet home. It just feels like it sometimes. All right. So, what was everybody's favorite part of the production? Give me, boil it down. I want one specific thing. No copping out.
With one favorite part. It could be a person, it could be a musical number, whatever it is.
I already told you, it's the dream sequence. I love it.
Oh, I didn't know that you said that was your favorite. I'm sorry.
I already told you.
I thought you said you liked that. No,
that's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Okay.
I'm going to go with it's him and his hobble and just his whole angst of his faith and her marrying outside the faith. I mean, I thought that was maybe because I've experienced that and I just felt like it was really well done. And it's always, again, that the movie has always appealed to me because I was a I really felt like I was in that purgatory many years ago when I first saw this. So it's sort of still my favorite part.
Well, and I think it's, you know, I mean, that scene when he says, like, on the other hand, then there is no other hand.
There is no other hand.
You know, and that just, like, every time I'm like, oh, God, Tevye, she's your kid.
Oh, yeah, but it's his faith.
I know, I know.
And that's why you can't, you know, like, you can't, like, hold on to the feelings you have if you're like, saying this from experience, you can't hold on to those feelings when you experience it, because people change and feelings change, experience change, and then you look back at it, and even though it really hurt and stunk, it made you a better person for it, hopefully, and didn't destroy you, you know. That's the thing, is if it destroys you, then it's a horrible thing. But if mm-hmm. it doesn't, then it makes you better. And I think it made me a better person. I'm more forgiving on that stuff than on a lot of stuff, because I recognized I wish people had been more forgiving towards me. You know?
No, that's fair, Billy. What about you, dear? What's your favorite part?
So my song-wise would have to be To Life. Yes, that was that was just like the production, the energy is, you know, not overwhelming, but it just really fills you up, you know, and it gets you dancing, it gets you moving, and it just gets you the energy. It just fills me with energy when it happens, and you know, I want to sing, I want to dance, I want to be up there. So that was really, I love that a lot. Yeah, oh, trust me, you don't. Believe me, you don't. It's not two left feet, it's three left feet. But but the overall, the play, the message, you know, and just the emotions you go through with him while agreeing with him on some parts and completely disagreeing with him on other parts, you know, and understanding the battle within him of wanting to hold through the traditions but understanding, you know, that you just don't agree with a lot of those traditions, and that, you know, sometimes you have to move forward and see things in a different light and understand that, you know, to keep the family together, you have to let people grow. You have to grow with them, and you have to understand that people are not going to do the things you want them to do, and they have to change and be who they are. And just because it's a tradition doesn't make it right. You know what I mean? We've gone through that in our own family. We've had a lot of traditions that weren't necessarily good or right. They just were held on to because that was safe, that was comfortable, that was easier than trying to have a thought of changing it, right? But it didn't necessarily hold people together to do it, to keep it that way. Things had to get changed.
Well, I think it depends on what it is.
Right. Yeah. It's a case-by-case basis. Yeah.
But I also don't think you have to throw the baby out with the bathwater either. And it's... I mean, it's tricky. It's hard to know sometimes where you draw the line.
Right.
And I, now as a mother in particular,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't draw the line that would separate me from my kid like that.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about. Yeah, things like that. You know, I completely understand people and having their faith and things like that. I get it. But I think there has to be a limit where... Does that interfere with your family and keeping your family together, the love for your family, or is it breaking you apart because you want to hold true to the faith, but it's getting in the way? You know what I mean? It's a case-by-case basis. It's not black and white. It's 100%. Definitely not black and white. It's 100%. Certainly not going to be. You know what I mean? So you have to make your own choices and your own decisions.
This is why Fiddler's a good movie. It makes you think of things like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could have tolerated my kid going to Siberia either, quite frankly. You know, like, you're going to what? You're going to go to Siberia and what? He's in a prison camp? No. 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 You will not.
Oh.
Have you lost your senses? Absolutely not.
Right.
Back when you could tie children to the bed and lock them in their room.
Yeah.
And say no. But he didn't.
Yeah. But what would have nowadays?
That seemed good.
Yeah.
But the one marrying the person who was Christian, that was the end.
Yeah. To him, that was the straw. that was the final straw for him, right? So, like, it's just, it's hard, you know. We look at it like, really, that was the straw? Not the daughter in Siberia? Who could?
His faith was really strong.
Yeah, super strong. Super strong.
And that's, like, I growing up in a Jewish neighborhood in Kansas City when I was a kid, and now living in a town that's, you know, a high Jewish population, that's a very big deal, you know, marrying in the faith. It's a big deal. It's not made up. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. That's a family breaker in a lot of ways.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it still is.
Yes, everyone has their own beliefs. I can't imagine it for me. But that's it, only for me.
Yeah. Oh, I would never have it with me. You kidding me? Never. I've had this, you know, conversation in my head. You know, what is it that would drive a wedge between me and my sons? And there's nothing.
I know, Billy. I can't think of, like, he could kill somebody, and I would hate that he did that, but I would still love him.
Absolutely.
I would still love him. I would still want him to have a good lawyer.
Yeah, I'd be paying for that lawyer.
I'd be paying for that lawyer, too.
Yeah.
I still might think he might deserve to go to prison, but I'd still love him.
Tell him to plead not guilty.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we love you. But we love you.
Well, we love you.
But, well, there it is, Fiddler on the Roof, and we love you. And we love the North Shore Music Theater.
Yes, we do.
We love them.
We certainly do.
We got a lot of shows coming up this year.
We do.
The next one is Frozen.
Yes, we're very excited.
We're bringing the crew to Frozen. Yeah. We got like 10, 12 people, I think, at this point on our list. There's us, and like we got, you know, Billy, Lila probably. We got the four Labbies. We got some serious people bugging out to Christian, obviously. Christian's going to come. So, and I think on that one, what I'd like to do, because that one is when? Is what? Do you have the date on that one? Like, what's the actual start date here?
For Frozen?
Yeah, it's July. It's on the front.
July 9th.
All right, so that's... What date is that? That's a what? Is that Thursday? Is that say? I can't tell. No.
July 9th through the 28th.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out. But what I'd like to do is do one of those, like, where we go to the school and do a recording, not on the way home. And maybe we can get the kids, any of the kids who want to do it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. We'll do it on a separate day, like on the Saturday or Friday or Saturday following. You know what I mean? We'll have any of the kids who want to get on mic and do it. Not all of them will want to, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll do like a kid version, you know what I mean? And have fun with the kids helping us review that show. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So we can talk about that. Yeah, have you listened to some of the episodes? Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. So, all right. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, Marco.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. Thank you, Marco.
There you go.
All right, Entertainment Rants at entertainmentrants.com. Find us online at all the podcast channels. Check us out on our YouTube channel. Hit the like, subscribe, and notification bell. Drop us an email. Tell us what you thought about the show. Go see Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
It is playing through, tell us, Amy.
June 16th.
At the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts. Hit them up at the NSMT.org.
And remember, you can only get tickets through their box office.
Yes, we've seen that. There's been some scalping, some really crazy stuff going on. Just go to NSMT.org and buy your tickets there. Do not buy them anywhere else. It is not real. Go to their website directly and buy your tickets. Frozen's coming up. Tootsie's coming up. Million Dollar Quartet's coming up. Titanic is coming up. And, of course, A Christmas Carol's coming up. And this year, we may have two special guests doing an interview for Christmas Carol. But I'm not going to spoil it now.
All right.
I'll let you know as we get closer. I'm teasing it now. As we get closer, I'll let you know once we have everything locked and loaded and confirmed who we're going to have as guests for the show. All right? All right, game. We're going to go out there and let's rant.